Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I'm Aaron. It is time to kick off After Dark. Mawa Raha in the studio tonight. We have, our topics are going to be smoking hot. But we'll go ahead and kick it off with Journey. It's Faithfully right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight. Spending all my life on the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. I'm forever yours, faithfully. We are.
One Hit Music Station 104.2. It is your Nile FM. I love when songs that I have in the system that are supposed to play don't play. I'm like waiting for it. I'm like, go.
And then you looked at me, it's like, we have to talk.
I know. Oops, sometimes it happens. That's the fun thing about computers. You're listening to After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station. As with every Monday, Marwa Raha is in the studio tonight.
You are amazing.
I'm
fast
trying.
Learner.
I'm trying. I want to learn how to say your name and not butcher it. But that's the thing, though. You know, I've had my name messed up about 80 times since I've been in Egypt, too. So
remember when you first told me Fleming with one M, not two M's? You were pretty insistent on that.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, I'm of Irish descent, and Erin actually means Ireland,
mm-hmm.
And it's usually spelled a different way, though, but my parents, you know, spelled it E-R-I-N, and my last name is with one M, because two M's is Scottish, apparently, and I'm Irish, not Scottish, and I guess that's a big deal. I don't care either way, but I think it's funny, because I get called Irwin Flemings.
Oh, my.
I'm like, all right, number one, there is no W in my name, and there's
it's
no...
the inverted M. You know if you inverted?
Apparently. I don't know. But I know we have a great show planned for tonight, and we're going to get into some heated topics, especially in the second hour. And I think, from my perspective, it is something that needs to be addressed, because it happens more often than people would care to admit.
Very true. Very true. So you would like to go first for Mr. Nice Guy?
Yeah, let's go with Mr. Nice Guy. So let's kind of just set up what we're going to talk about. We'll play some music, play some commercials, come back and dive right in. How's that sound?
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Set it up. Mr. Nice Guy, what's it all about?
Mr. Nice Guy, I've got several emails and a phone call from guys here in Cairo who are very nice, very sweet, very caring, very loving, very attentive, and they say they always end up in the wrong relationship and they always get hurt, and one of them vowed never to fall in love again.
Oof.
So I have decided that this is going to be our first topic.
That is good. I don't like to hear that. I don't ever want to fall in love again because I don't want to get hurt.
Exactly. And I'm going to trace all the mistakes they make. Why do they get hurt? What's it about them that gets them in trouble?
All right. We'll talk about that coming up. Here's Heart with Alone right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM.
Telephone.
hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Nokia Express Music presents Nokia's DJ of the Year competition. Express your talent, press play, and mix your own 20-minute set.
Where?
At home.
And if I don't have my own decks?
Come down to Virgin Megastore and we'll hook you up. Upload the set to the Nokia website, www.nokia.com.eg/mix. Get your friends to vote. Get into the final set of DJs from which DJ Ali and Fila will handpick a winner who gets to go with a friend to Ibiza. Nokia Express Music.
Music connects us. Press play.
Nokia, connecting people.
Her music rocks the dance floors. Yes, it is Shakira. For the first time in Egypt, you can download Shakira's full track songs and true tones on your mobile phone. Call our superstar line on 09000110 from any landline. Listen to Shakira's top hits and make them your favorite ringtones. Call now on 09000110. The Superstar Line, brought to you by T-Media.
The Hot Mix with DJ Carlos. Showcasing Egypt's finest mixing talents. International DJ sets and interviews every Thursday from 11 p.m. The Hot Mix with DJ Carlos, Cairo's ultimate clubbing experience. You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Thank you.
back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said. I know
Ballet with True on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM. You are listening to After Dark. I'm Erin, and as always, in the studio with me, Marwa Raha. And I'm getting better at it, and I know I joke about it.
I can't help laughing every time you say my name.
Why?
Because you're good.
I'm trying, though, and you're laughing at me, and that makes me have Arabic language insecurity problems now. Thank you.
No, we don't want you in that.
You're
no.
supposed to be helping me, and you're making it worse. We mentioned earlier, the first hour tonight, we're going to talk about the nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you've received a lot of emails about people who just want to give up on love because they've been hurt so many times.
Yep. And they feel that the women, they don't understand what men think and how they think, and they don't know what they need. Like, for example, I got this email. It's like, I care for her, I love her, I want to get married to her, I want to be responsible for her, I want to have her children, and she doesn't appreciate it, or she breaks up with me because I don't love her enough, or because she cannot love me in the same way that I love her. And it's just so sad, because men, they think that for a woman to be happy, it's enough for a man to love her. But that's not right. For a woman to be happy, she has to love the man as well. She has to have her receivers open to be able to receive that love. Now, I found a very interesting article about the profile of the nice guy. And I just don't want to offend any nice guys. I just want you to see where you go wrong. I don't want you to get hurt over and over and over again. So the article describes Mr. Nice Guy as insecure, as dependent, and probably a depressed adult male.
What do you mean by dependent?
Emotionally dependent. He cannot be happy on his own. He has to be happy by having someone in his life. So I wake up in the morning to go to work, to make money, to do this and this and that for this person.
Mm.
So he's emotionally dependent on someone.
Right.
Like if you draw a circle, and the center of the circle is not him, and it's not his well-being. It has to be another person. So when that person goes, the circle is just messed up.
Gotcha.
And his life falls apart. And when they complain, usually the Mr. Nice Guy, he says that I don't feel appreciated, and I saw that in the email. I don't feel physically desirable, and I saw that in another email. And they always feel that no matter what they do, they cannot make their partner happy. They always feel that they need to give more and more and more. And the article goes on to say that insecurity is a major, major turnoff for women. It's a major turnoff.
The insecurity?
Yeah, because they feel that the guy is clingy. They feel that the guy is needy. And at times they feel that they are emotionally blackmailed in the relationship. It's like, you want me to be here because if I'm not here, I'm going to be a mess. I might die. And that's a burden.
Right.
And he's always trying to please. He's always trying to be liked. He's always trying to be somebody who's perfect when he's not. So if he's angry or if he's frustrated or if he has a problem, he doesn't show it. He doesn't want to show that side of him. He just wants to please.
A people pleaser.
A people pleaser.
Gotcha.
And that sort of turns off women. It's a little bit bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody wants somebody who, well, me personally, just the way that I am, I don't want somebody that is constantly trying to impress me or do things just because they think I might want them done.
And that's very sad. And okay, Aaron, tell me, if you meet a guy who is very nice and very caring, that you feel that he's building his whole life around you. He wants to get a house for you. He wants to become better at his work because you exist. He wants everything to revolve around you. How would you feel?
Well, to me, when you're with someone, you want them to be a better person because you want to help them be a better person, not just because of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a relationship, this is just my own personal opinion. It has no validity whatsoever. But I think when you're with somebody, you want them to help you become a better person. Not necessarily all your actions are done for that person, but, you know, like, what's that movie, As Good As It Gets, with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, yeah.
And he tells Helen Hunt, you make me want to be a better man. That, to me, is how a relationship should be.
That's classic. Beautiful.
It's the truth, though. It's you don't want to do everything for a person, but it's hard to explain. I mean, I guess I said it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You make me want to be a better man.
Okay, would you stay in a relationship with a man because he loves you and he's going to fall apart if you leave?
No.
That didn't take much time to think.
Well, it's the truth. That's scary, actually, when somebody comes at you like that and says, you know, I might hurt myself if you leave, or, you know what I mean? I can't deal with that.
Yeah. So, Mr. Nice Guy. Now, you've heard it from Aaron, because they don't believe me when I say that. Now, Mr. Nice Guy, he rushes into the relationship. He meets a girl. Now, this is how it usually happens. He meets a girl, and then in his head, because he feels that my whole life revolves around love, and I want to make up for every unhappy moment that I've had. And he meets this girl, and he wants immediately to be in a relationship with her, that they're immediately dating, and there are no boundaries. Like, they don't understand the difference between getting to know a person, between liking a person, between being in love with a person, between lusting after a person, between getting married to a person, between wanting to have kids with that person. Those stages are not there.
Right.
It's just immediately, I see you, I want to get married to you. And that scares girls away.
It definitely scares girls away.
It's amazing.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the nice guy right around the corner. We're going to get back into the music and some commercials. Right now, I had a request for Bon Jovi. It's Diamond Ring right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM.
Diamond ring, wear it on your head. It's going to tell the world I'm your only man. Diamond ring, diamond ring, baby, you're my everything. Diamond ring, red, red rose, hold it on.
music plays next. Nile FM.
For the first time in Egypt and the Arab region. Superstar. Call our Superstar line on 09000120 from any landline. Listen to Beyoncé's top hits and enjoy the great ringtones. Don't miss the Superstar line on 09000120. Call and download Beyoncé's full track songs and true tones on your mobile. Brought to you by Telemedia.
Are you a local musician or a band and want your song to be heard by millions of listeners?
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Then listen up, because Nile FM is going local.
Good idea, Odor. Gold is a good idea.
Nile FM is giving you the chance to have your music played out for a whole month on our daily song rotation.
I adore this man.
As part of Nile FM's homegrown talent. Just email us a maximum of 2 clearly labeled original MP3 tracks along with your contact information to homegrown@nileradioproduction.com.
Excellent.
Have your music heard by millions. People,
we're on the air.
Nile FM's homegrown, supporting our local talent. Only on Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
Republic featuring Timberland with Apologize on Cairo's number one hit music station 104.2. It is your Nile FM. You're listening to After Dark. You can hear the show every Sunday through Tuesday from 10 o'clock until midnight. And in studio, as always, with me on Mondays is my very special guest, author of The Poison Tree, Planted and Grown in Egypt. And she's also a relationship guru, Marwa Raka.
Whoa.
Nice. You like that intro?
Yeah, beautiful.
You're my friend. So we were talking about the nice guy, and before we went to the break and played some music, we talked a little bit about signs that someone is a nice guy, and you asked me, okay, if somebody did this and this and this and this and this and this, and I said, yeah, I'd run like the wind.
Yep. So this Mr. Nice Guy, he would avoid confrontation at all costs, and they would always wear a mask of being agreeable and pleasant, and that usually hides a lot of resentment and rage and passive-aggressive behavior. They would just pretend to be happy, but once you poke them a little bit, it all comes out. Now, my next point would be, how did this Mr. Nice Guy thing happen? Why isn't he a normal, balanced, emotionally stable person?
Okay, what happened to make him that way?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's usually because of the father.
Really?
Yep.
And what does that have to do with it?
Fathers, they were abusive or over-controlling or alcoholics or distant or just plain absent. So usually what happens in a twist of psychology, the boy, when he was a little boy, he would vow and promise himself that he would never, ever be like his father, that he would be caring and warm and loving, and that he would make a great father himself. And then this is the problem. Instead of growing up to be balanced people, they become emotionally repressed, manipulative, and very needy and clingy. So this is a tough one. Now, from the girl's perspective, and this is the part that the nice guy does not understand, that usually when he's with a girl, the girl is confused. Does he like me because I'm who I am, because I'm that person? Or does he like me because I just showed a little bit of attention?
But how can you tell?
Well, that's the thing. She cannot tell, and that's why she leaves. And that's why he gets hurt. She cannot tell. He's just being nice. Is he in love with me, or is he in love with love itself? Is he nice to me because I have some special quality that he's looking for? Or is he nice because he just needs someone in his life? Is he saying, I want to marry you and have your kids because he really wants that? Or is it because he just wants to have kids? He wants to start a new family. Mm. And the thing is, because nice guys, they exude insecurity, they are a very good target for the female predators. There are a lot of female users. She just use him for whatever she wants, whether it's emotional support, money, rebound, take her out, attention, care, show off, and maybe it's just another notch to their belt, whatever. And they just use him, abuse him, and dump him, and move on. And that's why we have an SMS here from Mr. Nice Guy saying, if that's what you want, then no more Mr. Nice Guy. And that's where we're going with that. We don't want people to say, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Nice guys are good, but you just need to find your balance. You need to become stable. And we're going to get to that in a minute.
All righty, that'll work.
Yeah. Erin, am I depressing you?
No, I'm just listening to this, and I'm thinking about relationships that I have been in the past. And it's like, did I date this guy? Was I attracted to this Mr. Nice Guy?
Very attractive in the beginning.
In the beginning, you're like, in the beginning, they're very attractive. And after time, something makes you lose its luster or whatever.
Usually, well, in my case, it loses the luster in a week.
A week?
A week, yeah. Once the clinginess starts, because I have very low tolerance level,
right.
It's a week. But in other cases, it could last longer than that for the benefits of the using the Mr. Nice Guy, for whatever it is.
Yeah, but I have a hard time with using people. I have friends who are users, and it makes me sick to my stomach because I have too much respect for people as a whole to even put someone in that position. And I get in arguments with friends that I have back home that consistently do things like that. It just drives me nuts.
How would you react if you have a guy who's so desperate to be with you that he's going to put his needs aside, that he's just going to be like at your feet, whatever? At your command.
I'm not attracted to that kind of person anyhow. I'm the art of the chase. I'm more of the challenge. person anyhow, so I wouldn't even be remotely attracted to somebody who puts me on a pedestal.
Was a question Mr. Nice Guy was asking. If I'm going to love her and obey everything she wants and give her everything she wants, what more does she want? And hence comes the thing, I do not want to be in a relationship, I do not want to be in love, and they would take the other extreme.
Yeah, we'll continue this conversation on the other side. This is from Mega Lousy to his friend Lolo Lena. It's Wonderwall by Oasis. He says, may she find what she's already given me, right here in Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It's your Nile FM.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Never make love to you.
Songs and True Tones on your mobile phone. Call 09000205 from any landline. The Superstar Line brings to you the best of Michael. For all you fans out there, call 09000205.
Moving all the way from London to the sizzling sounds of New York City, join me, Tina Stewart, for a retuned Club Mercedes experience. Two music-packed hours of mood creating, a sensual fusion of global beats, brought to you commercial-free by Mercedes-Benz. Every Thursday night from 9 to 11 for truly pulsating rhythms of Club Mercedes, right here on Nile FM, Cairo's number one hit music station.
Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM. Every Monday, as we always do, in the studio with me tonight, 10 to midnight, Mara Raka, and I'm waiting for you to start laughing again. Stop it! You're making me feel bad.
You're doing a great job.
Getting
come
I,
on,
I
come
practice.
Everybody is telling you that.
I practice. I practice every day. We're talking about that Mr. Nice Guy that sometimes gets taken advantage of because he's so nice, and why he wants to give up really on love because he's tired of being hurt.
Yeah, I hope that by this like session that he would understand why he gets dumped and why they hurt him. And okay, let's wrap up the whole nice guy thing and let's try to get him balanced.
Okay, all right. So what are some clues to Mr. Nice Guy again? Go over the clues real quick.
All right. First of all, he is very clingy, very needy, and he lays down the responsibility of happiness on the girl. So I'm in your life because you have to make me happy. If you leave, I'm going to be miserable. I could die. I could kill myself. And that is a very huge burden. And it turns time into emotional blackmail. And the girl feels like, I need space. I need to breathe. And then he doesn't take any decisions. He's always wearing this mask of being agreeable. And inside of him, he's very angry and he's very passive-aggressive. And he has